Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and I want to welcome you again this week to this week's weekly podcast. We're going to be looking at Luke 9, 51 through 56, where it says, "When the days were approaching for his ascension, he was determined to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead of him, and they went in and entered a village of the Samaritans to make arrangements for him. But they did not receive him because he was traveling toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?' But he turned and rebuked them and said, 'You do not know what kind of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.' And they went on to another village." This week I want to share some thoughts on this passage that I believe are becoming more and more relevant to us as followers of Jesus in our current cultural climate. There are a few points, though, here that I'd like to focus on as a foundation for this week's podcast. James and John here in this story view the Samaritans as sinners and outsiders. The Samaritans were in a state of rejecting Jesus in this story and therefore provoked James and John's response. James and John had an Old Testament story of God raining down fire on the Samaritans as a justification for their feelings towards the Samaritans and also as a basis for how they too felt they should treat these Samaritans. You can find this story in 2 Kings chapter 1 where God actually rains fire down on the Samaritans through the prophet Elijah. But here's the kicker though. Even though they were biblical in assuming that the Samaritans were objects of God's wrath, being biblical, they were dead wrong about how God actually felt towards Samaritans. Jesus rebukes them in this story and says, "You don't know what spirit you are of." Their spirit toward the Samaritans didn't reflect God's attitude toward them at all. In fact, James and John's attitude towards and treatment of the Samaritans was more like that of the accuser than it was of God's. They had an Old Testament story that they used to decide how they thought God felt towards the Samaritans, but God incarnate was standing right in front of them, revealing that he felt very differently than they assumed he did. God had not come to this world to destroy people's lives, but to save them. And as his followers, James and John were not to seek to consign people's lives to destruction, but rather through humble servant love to save people's lives instead. But how does this all apply to us today? Well, here's my point, but I want to warn you ahead of time. Regardless of whether you agree with me this week or not, please just first hear me out. In love, please first listen before you judge what I'm saying. Today, when it comes to gays and lesbians, are we mimicking more the spirit of James and John or that of Jesus? Yes, we too today have an Old Testament example of God raining fire down on Sodom and Gomorrah. This is found in Genesis 18 and 19, but we also have to cross-reference this with Ezekiel 16. We use this story as a basis for assuming how God feels towards the LGBT community. We too have an Old Testament justification and a basis for our feelings and treatment of a group of people that we have judged as sinners and outsiders. But are we making the same mistake as James and John today? In deciding how we relate to homosexuals, are we too giving greater weight to an Old Testament story than we are giving to the life, work, and ministry of Jesus? This week, I'm not debating what is or what is not sin. I'm not debating why Sodom was destroyed or not. These topics, at this stage, are irrelevant. Regardless of how we define sin, the greater question is, what is the example Jesus set before us in relating to others, regardless of how we morally evaluate them, whoever they may be? The Pharisees possessed a holiness that actually repelled sinners. Those judged as sinners and outsiders in Christ's day, the marginalized, they steered clear of the Pharisees for fear of being judged. Jesus had a kind of holiness, though, that attracted these very same sinners, the outsiders, the marginalized. We have to let the following question confront us. Today, are those we have judged as being sinners and outsiders, are they being drawn to us because of our radical, self-sacrificial, other-centered, humble servant love? Or are they to a large degree, and praise God for the few exceptions, but to a large degree, are they steering clear of us too? May we collapse our defenses right now and allow the Spirit to impress on us the conviction that we, in our treatment of those who may be of a different orientation, we have unintentionally but very clearly nonetheless imbibed more the spirit of the Pharisees, more the spirit of James and John, more the spirit of the accuser then we have the Spirit of Jesus and thus God. As followers of Jesus, we are not to seek to consign people's lives to destruction, but rather through humble servant love, seek to save people's lives instead. What am I trying to say this week? In short, stop using Sodom and Gomorrah as a basis and justification for our treatment of gays and lesbians. Just stop. We don't know what spirit we are of when we do this. It brought about rebuke for James and John, and it places us in a position to be rebuked by Jesus and the Father too. Life and people are complicated. Compassion should be given freely and not earned. We have no right to judge anyone, but to pass judgment before we've even stopped to hear their story is demonically ugly. Everyone has a story, and before we condemn, we must stop and listen. And lastly, you don't have to legitimize somebody's lifestyle to love that person, to be a brother or a sister to that person, and to stand up for that person. As a follower of Jesus, to those of you who belong to the LGBT community, who receive our emails regularly, who listen to our podcasts, who follow Renewed Heart Ministries, I am so sorry for where in my life I have not been Jesus to you. This week, I choose to look at those around me, regardless of gender, race, or even orientation, and ask myself, how would Jesus reach out to them? And then ask myself, do I want to follow Jesus? I hope you're with me this week. Keep living in love and keep building the kingdom. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.